Yo, this is Soul Pipe, and you listen to the Sun Splash Mix Show with Ja Prince and Selector Princess.
Sun Splash Mix Show. His name is Chin. This is part one and part two of a conversation that we're having concerning the World Clash Reset. We're discussing the rise of new champions, the reasons why we need to do it, the reasons why a big brand, an established brand like IrishandChin.com, Irish and Chin, Sound Chat Radio, why you guys are so invested in it, because the phone number never changed, you know. The website never popped down, you know. So in our current generation, you are right, the Baba Booms, the Dum Dum Dum, the slow tempo may not be as received.
It's not appealing. I can't tell the last time that I went into a clash and I saw somebody who I could identify as a 20-year-old person, you know what I mean, an 18-year-old person, a 19-year-old person in a sound clash. Mm-hmm. I was on the line to go in a sound clash from I was 15, 16, mm-hmm. when I was growing up. You know, and many of us, we were there. Many of us started this because I'm not that old. It only appears that we're old because when Irish and I started, Irish and Chin, we were 19 going on 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Please keep that in mind. And when we started Irish and Chin at 19, going on 20, 21, right? Because we're both different ages, right? We already had an extensive understanding of the culture and experience of the culture.
Right.
So
right.
If we started at 19 and 20, that means we had to experience the culture from about 15, 16. And, you know, and that years of experience in the culture made us decide that we wanted to become promoters. So I'm saying that we got to look at the obvious. We got to stop saying that tradition speaks over everything. In some things, yes, tradition has to be there. And I'm not saying to wipe away the tradition, you know, mm-hmm. not all of it. But we have to make changes. We have to, quote unquote, modernize tradition. Or else we're going to find ourselves without a culture. And then we're going to look on TV and we're going to look on the internet and we're going to be seeing things like Wiz Khalifa slinging high caliber dub plates from DJ Khaled.
Word, word.
And we're going to all be sitting there. We're going to be saying, yo, our teeth, the boy, them teeth, oh, our thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Yo, them boy, their teeth. You know? The same thing that's happening with reggae music where we sit down and we argue that there are so many white bands, reggae bands, that are selling more music than our reggae artists in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Why don't we think that's going to happen to Sound Clash?
Exactly.
Why is that not something that we're thinking about? We see it happening. The other day, I saw two veteran, you know, hip-hop selectors, because I grew up hip-hop. They're hip-hop. DJs, so
oh, cool.
I grew up listening to hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
And it was Red Alert and Marley Marl, right?
Salute.
And the event was called Sound Clash. Quincy's two hip hop DJs is competing and it's called a Sound Clash, bro.
For real.
When I was growing up, those things used to be referred to as battles.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're using the terminology Sound Clash because Caribbean culture and West Indian culture is so dominant, they're riding the wave. The only people that's not seeing where we need to be is us. So again, the people who hold, you know, the Garnet Silk Dubs and the Dennis Brown Dubs and the Tenasaw Dubs, they're upset with what I'm saying to you on the phone right now.
For real.
Because they're in fear of a man coming and killing them with 45s.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like, yo, oh, man, I have tune, star, and I know my fault if man that have tune. So what are we saying, though? We're saying because you spent, you know, all your life collecting dubs, then the industry must stop at you then. Because, you know, no one else, you know, can get the Garnet Silks. No one else can get the Tenasaws. So basically you're saying that the industry must be done.
Right.
It can't be that. So again, the rise of, you know, new champions, it's all about a campaign that we started in about, you know, 2013, 2012.
Right.
And we call that campaign Reset, right? And the Reset campaign is an acronym. Reset is an acronym for Restoring Exciting Sound System Entertainment Together. That's what it means. And that's what we've been trying to do since 2012. Restore exciting sound system entertainment together. Not artist entertainment, not band entertainment, but sound system entertainment together. So this means, this together means that the juggling sounds and the clash sounds need to come together and work on one platform. Wow. And we need to make the necessary changes for the juggling sounds, who over the years have gotten, you know, a big name for themselves, but maybe has not collected the amount of dubs that they should have collected, because guess what? They don't need to do what they do, which is juggling parties.
Right.
Right? We need them to share the same platform as the Sound Clashers. Okay. So how are we going to make them share the same platform as the Sound Clashers if the Sound Clashers have been collecting dub plates for the last 20 years, and the rule is you can only play dub plate at Sound Clashers?
Right, right. So we got to invite them. We have to move them into our new standards of the new future of Sound Clash.
It's just what it is, you know, man. It's what it is. You know, when your auntie's coming to stay with you for the weekend, or your cousins are coming to stay with you for the weekend, you pull out the blow up bed. You pull out the extra pillows and the extra comforters, because you got to make them comfortable.
Really?
It's the same thing.
I like it.
We have to find a way in order to create a balance where everyone should compete. And you know what the ultimate judging factor should be?
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to listen to what I'm saying. Sound Clashing needs to go to the ultimate judging factor should be, and it should only be, who motivated the audience the most. That's it.
There you go.
Who created the most vibe in the dance?
Simple. Simple.
That's all it should be. So when Chin walks out on the stage, or Ja Prince walks out on the stage and says, who won this round? You're not supposed to be thinking of who played Vibes Cartel in a prison and how we can get that dub plate there and that dub plate there. But you're supposed to be thinking about, within the last 15 or 30 minutes of this round, who made me enjoy myself the most?
I'm ball
for. So it shouldn't be judged by who has the most money to spend and who could talk the most trash on the mic. It should be a collective thing where, okay, he's a trash talker, he has big dubs, he has great stage performance, he's the one that made me enjoy myself the most this round. I'm voting for him. That's what it should be.
Talent and entertainment. I don't want to salute to everybody who's listening right now to flavorradio.com. They said they want to make sure you big up King Turbo and Young Hawk. So those were the other two names that we neglected. King Turbo, obviously the Canada Rumble, they were the champions. And Young Hawk, specifically why Young Hawk was added to this World Clash Reset?
Well, at the time when we decided that we were going to do the Rumbles, right? You know, Jamie of Young Hawk, the selector and owner of the sound, was the first person to sign up for U.S. Rumble, believe it or not. He was the first one to say, I rumble and I do, yo, me in I.
Ready.
And the reason why he wanted to be in the Rumble is because I believe it was in 2001 when we did the original Rumbles, he won the Rumble. And it was the first time that he flew to England, and, you know, he tells a story of signing autographs and all of these stuff that, you know, just winning that title did for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He represented at World Clash. He also represented at UK Cup Clash. He signed autographs. He got groupie love and all of that. So he, right away, when he realized it was coming back, he wanted in on it. However, based on his activity record, which is second to none, by the way, of any sound in the U.S.
Understood.
Right?
Yeah.
He clashes, whether we're not saying that he wins all these clashes, but he clashes more than anybody that I can think of that flies under the U.S. banner.
Really?
Right? I said to him, Jamie, I don't think that you should be a candidate for World Clash. I don't think that you should have to fight your way to World Clash. What I think is that you should get an automatic pass to World Clash based on your activity.
Okay.
And let's let the other sound systems fight their way to World Clash. And I think it was only fair based on the fact, because the person that's most valuable to a Sound Clash arena, you know, is not the one who wins the most trophies. It's the person who clashes the most.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. Mm-hmm. Right? When you win a trophy or two trophies, and you sit on that title for 6, 7, 8, 9 months, you're not helping the arena. You're actually damaging the arena. Mm-hmm. The arena wants to see you compete. Challengers want to challenge you.
Right.
But you're holding the industry at bay because you don't want to lose, because you just, you know, you want time to caress your new victory, right?
Mm-hmm.
It damages the culture. The person like a Jamie or like a Panther when he was on Black Cat, those are the people who really maintain the Sound Clash culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because from you call their phone and say Clash, they're on the plane. They're ready to Clash.
Book it.
So because he was a person who was maintaining the culture to the utmost, I just figured that, yes, Jamie, in. Now, of course, that conversation took place almost a year ago, or more than a year ago,
mm-hmm.
right? But we still have to live by our promise and, you know, what we put out there in the public. So even though Jamie may not be clashing as much as he was clashing at the time that we said it,
right?
The statement was already made, so therefore he belonged. And even though he's not clashing as much as he was clashing then, he's still clashing more than everyone else.
Simple. Those are just stats. Those are facts.
Right? So when you look at the rise of new champions, we are speaking of Warrior Sound out of Germany, Juggler Sound out of Germany, King Turbo out of Canada, who is the Canadian Rumble champion.
Right.
King Tubbies, who is the UK representative.
Mm-hmm.
Renaissance, who will be representing the Jamaican flag. Right. Young Hawk, who is the sound system that we just spoke about. Activity Record speaks for itself. And, of course, Innocent, the U.S. Rumble champions. 7 sound systems hailing from 5 different countries. It's the rise of new champion.
Wow.
No iconic selectors allowed. No iconic sounds allowed. No dinosaurs allowed,
mm-hmm.
and also no former world champions allowed. So this is a fresh start for the culture. This is where we call on the help and the endorsement of those of you who are listening to the conversation to say, listen, we need your help not to make money for Irish and Chin,
boom.
Or not only to make money, because we are, this is a business,
it's a business.
But more than that, we need your help,
yeah,
to keep the culture going. You know, my number one priority, the number one priority of the Irish and Chin brand and company, is to keep the Clash industry moving. We want to preserve the culture in any way that we can. So if we do 15 events for the year, at least 13 of them is sound system related,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we're doing. We've got to create platforms in order for the sounds to show their talent, for other promoters to say, okay, I see Jazzy T did good at Soundfest. I'm going to put him on my dad. That's what it's all about. You know
it.
What I mean? So, again, October the 8th, Inside Club Amateur. By the way, people, the World Clash that was held in 1998 was also held in Amazura. So you guys understand how long World Clash has been being held in Amazura.
Yeah.
The 1998 World Clash was held in Amazura on October 30th. Which, of course, was Columbus Day weekend that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
October, back then, October 30th, right? Kilimanjaro, Downbeat, Coxon was the first World Clash. You know what I mean? And since then, I think we only kept like 1 or 2. We took it maybe 1 or 2 times out of Amazura, but most of the clashes have been held in Amazura. So Amazura has been the home of World Clash. And we want to keep that tradition going. And in keeping that tradition going, we're inviting all of you to come to Amazura on October the 8th. It's a Saturday. And this is another important situation for the culture of Sound Clash.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very important situation. Because if it works, it shows that we're ready to move on, Prince.
Exactly.
And if it doesn't work, it shows that we're still stuck in a time zone walk that can be dangerous for the culture.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that.
Very simple.
October the 8th, Club Amazura, the rise of new champions. Thank you for, you know, all of you who are listening to me, and those of you who may agree or disagree with anything that I've said, you guys can always hit me up. I have this thing where I want to feel connected to everyone now, so I give out my WhatsApp number, and everyone can always hit me up on WhatsApp and, you know, say, Chin, I heard your conversation. I agree with this. I disagree with that. Oh, yo, my young son, how can I start? Ray, whatever the situation may be. The number is 347-757-9865. 347-757-9865. The only thing that I ask is when you request me on WhatsApp, please give me your name and also where you're from. So if you're from Atlanta, just say, yo, this is, you know, John Tom from Atlanta. This is, you know, Suzanne from Miami. At least I want to know who I'm speaking to when I'm having a conversation. You get me? Wow. But, again, thank you so much for your time. Big up to the whole family over there at Flavor. And, again, you know, it's one family, Irish and Chin and Flavor. So I'm glad that you could, you know, spend the time having this conversation with me. Big up, man.
But, of course. Salute to everybody who knows. This is going to be an ongoing conversation with some of the contenders. We're going to reach out to basically all of them. You know, send me on the rest of them, my friend. So we're going to keep the sound system culture alive right here on Sunsplash The Mix. Like I said, Chin, you know it go. Dep on the road again. Dep on the juggling. We respect it. Bless up.
Give some.
That's mine.
Yeah.
For the ladies.
Girl child.
For the rude boys.
Girl child.
Let's go.
Girl, you take man for food. Take man for that. Stop chat.